Go back to one of the slides that we have seen earlier already, which is the HER2-HER3 dimerization. If you notice what happens once phosphorylation takes place, is that it stimulates through these pathways, the AKT, PI3 kinase, and mTOR, and therefore it causes angiogenesis, proliferation, etc. And if we can get inhibitors to these agents, potentially you prevent growth in there. Many of these, if you like, these inhibitors are being trialed, again, Liz will, I'm sure, no doubt tell us more, in combinations, aren't they? They're not just individual agents. They're usually tried in combinations with things that act there and there. So, if you like, a multi-pronged attack. The last one.